shoot 38% from downtown. Here comes LBJ! Look out!
Oh, the crowd on their feet. That's what they came to see.
Kawhi Leonard! Oh! Tatum drives George right there. Tatum gets a wide open look and knocks it down! Game.
6 seconds left in overtime. The Nets down by one. Irving lost his footing, regathers, fires off the mark at the horn, and the Timberwolves win it in overtime. On a night where Kyrie Irving scored 50 points in his Nets debut.
Hello, 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 and welcome to Blank Screen Basketball. My name is Paul George. You may have heard of me. I'm filling in today for Patrice Gordon, who's not around for some strange reason. But yeah, I thought I'd help out. And yeah, a lot's been kind of made up in the media lately about me and, you know, getting my max money from the LA Clippers.
Well, Skip, it makes sense for Paul George because you get long-term financial security. And I guess for the Clippers, considering what they gave up, they basically mortgaged their future. Kawhi was a free agent. You didn't have to give up anything. Kawhi came there voluntarily. But in order to get Kawhi a sidekick, you had to trade Gallinari and Gilgeous-Alexander in 4 or 5 number one draft picks. So basically, your future until 2026, you got no future when it comes to the draft.
Yep.
So I guess this is what you had to do, Skip. And if worse come to worse, you can trade him and try to recruit some of that back. It's very difficult to trade someone if he's about to be a free agent and he doesn't make a long-term, he's not willing to make a long-term commitment to you.
Or maybe even me just calling out Doc Rivers, the coach.
Paul George recently made the claim that he struggled playing in your system because you played him like Ray Allen or J.J. Redick and mostly pin downs. What's your reaction to that notion?
Well, that's just Paul's opinion. I enjoy coaching Paul. You know, I think if you go back and look at the stats, Paul played in more pick and rolls this last year than he ever did in his entire career.
And perhaps even coming up short in the playoffs last season when it was in the bubble.
What a devastating loss for a team that's one goal is to win the title. And the Clippers will go home.
Or maybe when that punk Damian Lillard jacked a terrible three in my face to kick OKC out of the playoffs the year before.
Chance right here. Shot clock is off. Portland has a timeout. Lillard. A chance to send the Thunder home. Lillard, long range three, and it's good! At the buzzer, Damian Lillard, are you kidding me?
But hey, what do you really know about me? Paul George, perennial NBA All-Star, the smoothest jump shot in the league. You know, remember that time when I played for Indiana and I drove past LeBron and dunked on Birdman?
Here comes George, got the step and smoosh, one move and counts on the foul. He beat LeBron James with a quick step. A sensational move by Paul George.
We are seeing a superstar in the making here with Paul George. Gets the step on LeBron James. The Birdman is just a little bit late, rotating over, and click, click. Birdman, this is your Kodak moment.
That was ridiculous.
Or do you remember when I broke my leg by the basket playing for the U.S. team?
Unfortunately, this might be serious.
Yeah, this is unfortunately part of the reality of playing basketball, whether you are working out on your own, or whether you are playing pickup basketball. You can, Paul George suffering a serious lower leg injury.
Oh, you remember that, huh? Well, let's start you on my journey.
Paul George, what's the latest there?
Paul George has been traded to the Oklahoma City Thunder. We are still trying to determine what the pieces are here, but the impetus for this is Russell Westbrook. The Thunder were concerned that Westbrook would not sign an extension to his contract that they're ready to offer him tonight. Now they have Paul George to be able to offer two. It seems like they're going to be willing to roll the dice here and accept the chance of Paul George leaving after a year. But if that gets them, Russell Westbrook to re-sign into the fold, it may be worth it, and they become a more serious contender in the Western Conference. Really stunning. We did not hear Oklahoma City as an option for George throughout this process, but there was momentum towards another deal with Paul George this afternoon with Indiana. They have a lot of young pieces in Oklahoma City. We'll see which ones were contained in the deal. That's going to be a key to evaluate it.
Okay, so I kind of got traded from Indiana. Not my first choice, granted, but at least I get an all-star in Westbrook, who is somewhat probably the most overrated player of his generation. But then again, we all are, aren't we? I mean, getting Carmelo, you know, was kind of like the red flag for OKC.
Hey, P, they said I got to come off the bench.
I mean, we really should have done much better than we did, really. You know, first round in the playoffs is not really acceptable by Paul George's standards, my own high standards. But, you know, we miss Kevin Durant. I mean, you know, we really need Serge Ibaka and Kendrick Perkins and James Harden, maybe. Maybe even Reggie Jackson. Hold on. Wait a minute. Where's Scotty Brooks? Damn.
With the 10th pick in the 2010 NBA draft, the Indiana Pacers select Paul George of Fresno State University.
Okay. Let's just go back a bit further than this so you understand my story, Paul George.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It means a lot. It means a lot. I haven't been at the Save Mart Center in quite some time now. So, you know, just pulling up down that ramp, walking into the arena, taking that same route that I would take as if I was going to the locker room. I think all of this is just refreshing and kind of taking me back down memory lane again.
Flat to Lepley, knocked away again, another steal. Shep in the open floor, ahead to Paul George, take it off from outside the key and throwing it down with the right hand.
So, let's begin in college. I ultimately chose Fresno State over offers from schools like Georgetown, Penn State, because they offer much greater opportunity for some playing time, you know, and I was playing at Pepperdine. I mean, what a dumb name. Sounds like a gum advert. Pepperdine? I mean, I know. Anyway, my first game with the Bulldogs, Fresno State, I scored like 14 points in a winning game over Sacramento State. The following game, I scored 25 points, 10 rebounds, but we lost against St. Mary's. You know, I turned a few heads. I made an impression with a little one-handed slam dunk of a Mickey McConnell that got me some SportsCenter number one player of the day. And back in November 2008, yep. And I just kept playing like that ever since. You know, I was named All-WAC second team, a second team in the WAC, free throw percentage, steals per game. And you know, when I finally came to retire, or when I finally left, and then 10 years later, they retired my jersey. You know, Paul George, number 24. Yeah, me. Felt good, you know what I mean? You know, but let's go back. Let's go back even a little bit further in college, you know what I mean?
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Las Plumas High School welcomes you to the birthday for tonight's varsity boys basketball matchup between the visiting Oroville Tigers and your Las Plumas Thunderbirds.
Oops, sorry, that was the wrong clip. Okay, so what do you know about me? Paulie George on Blank Screen Books. No, what is this? It's a podcast, yeah. So I went to Knight High School, a four-year public high school in Palmdale, California, part of the Antelope Valley Union High School District. It was, you know, in my senior year, I averaged? A measly 23 points, 11 rebounds. High school was cool and all, you know. You're growing up with the homies, you're doing your thing, playing some ball, playing some hoops. I was good, you know. My dad is Paul George, my mum is Paulette George. I've got two older sisters, Tia and Isha. And I've also Porter. I forgot my damn sister's name. Crap. Gotta stop doing it. But you know, when I grew up, you know, I was idolizing Kobe. Everyone loves Kobe, but I'm from LA, so how could I not love Kobe? You know, got the Lakers, got the Clippers, and you know, whoever I could get tickets to at the Staples Center, that's who I support. But most of the time it was the Lakers. Don't tell anybody that. Tanisha was mad cool when I was growing up. You know, I learned the game from her. But when I got serious at night school, they just couldn't stop me. I played for the varsity team for the 3 years. You know, I did some AAU basketball with Drew Holiday, Malcolm Lee. We had a good little run. But let's talk about NBA shizzle, my people. I know that's what you're going to talk about. My good days. You know what I mean?
George for three. Off the mark. Loose ball. And they get another possession. He threw up a... Oh! I can't believe it went in! Paul George! And he was looking for the foul.
I want to tell you, that was spectacular. Absolutely spectacular.
Okay. I made my NBA debut against the San Antonio Spurs. I played 23 minutes and I only scored 4 points. I was a little bit nervous. You know, 1-for-5 shooting. You know, it's hard to make an impact, especially against San Antonio. Tony Parker, Duncan, Ginobili, all those guys. Greg Pop, you know what I mean? I was a bit in awe. I had a good summer league camp. But NBA's here and it's time to put some points on the board. So, you know, but let's talk about it. So throughout the rest of the season, I started putting up decent numbers. Started getting my confidence. Started balling a little bit. Showing why the Pacers picked me. And it didn't make a mistake. You know, when I ended up leaving the Pacers, what were my numbers? Ooh, I had an NBA high 32 points, 8 rebounds, and 4 assists. And this was just before, you know, when we went to the playoffs for the 6th time in 7 seasons in 2017. And this is in the month of April. Trust me, man, no one can stop PG. That's me, Paulie Georgie. Trust me, bro. I was that good.
Yeah, that was spectacular. Absolutely spectacular.
But, as they say, all good things must come to an end. And I had to leave, dude. They had LeBron. This dude LeBron in the Eastern Conference who I just kept meeting. He scored buzzer beaters. He did whatever. He went from Cleveland to Miami, Miami to Cleveland. I don't know what that guy was doing. But all I know is I had to face him every time, and he always seemed to take it personal. I don't know. But you know, Indiana, thank you very much for your time there, but I had to go. And you know, it's time to go back to Cali. Cali, it was going down, wasn't it? Or was it?
Paul George just told the Indiana Pacers today that he will be leaving in free agency and his preferred destination is the Los Angeles Lakers.
Okay. So I'm going to OKC. Not quite Cali.
Paul George has been traded to the Oklahoma City Thunder.
But, you know, I got Russell in them, as I said before. We had a few little games, but you know, there was one particular game that I had. Oh, these refs, they just change the calls when they want to change the calls. They want to, you know, throw the book at you. I don't want to make a point. You know, it's act like they're players. They're here to support the players, not be players. God damn it. Anyway.
Billy Donovan takes a timeout with 8.1 on the clock. Schroeder, the trigger man, gets it in for Westbrook. 1-point game. Westbrook tosses. George, pump fake. 3 on the way. Yes! Paul George nails it. The Thunder go in front with 3 seconds to play. Paul George has come up huge for OKC.
So OKC, I love the people, love the city, love for what it was. Wasn't quite Indiana, wasn't quite LA. But you know, in 2 seasons, you know, we had a good little run. We made the playoffs, but we just didn't make it happen. I don't know. You know, teams is, you know, what is it? I don't know. Chemistry, it could just be mad point guards who jack up 50 shots and don't care. You know, I don't know what it was. But come off season, of the second season that I was there, I get a call. And I don't really know who it is, but I can hear his voice. It's Kawhi Leonard. Who? It's Kawhi Leonard. Oh, Kawhi, what's happening, brother? Shh, I'm on a flight to Toronto. What you doing, brother? I'm on a flight to LA. What? Go. I can't hear you. You've got to speak up. The media is following me everywhere I go. Kawhi, I hear you, brother, but what's going on? You're a free agent. Don't worry about it. Brother, man, I want you to come and join me down in LA. You know how it goes in Cali. We're both from Cali, and I think you should join the team, brother. What are you saying? Oh, snaps, I said. Can't believe it. Kawhi, Paul George, sounds like a tandem from heaven. Okay, let's do it. And I don't care how many picks it's going to take. That's their business. I'm going back to Cali. You know what I mean? And guess what? They got a crazy little owner, ex-Microsoft. And he was very, very happy.
Love you, Darryl. I have these notes, but I got to say, I'm just fired up to be here today. Pretty cool, pretty damn cool. Woo!
You guys weren't ready for that, were you?
I'm just delighted. You know, I'm proud of what we did last year. We had a hell of a team, played the right way, hard, gritty, tough, resilient. That's what the Clippers are about. And it was a great season. Great season. 48 wins. Great season. Not what we want, but a very great season. I'm so proud of the guys we have. I'm so proud of the guys who are coming back. We got the guys who I think will be perfect to put together with Paul and Kawhi to really give us the chance to do the only real thing we want to do. I got to say, being number two, being number four, we're only here for one reason. We want to win it all.
So, you know, the magic happened. We got together, we linked up, me and Kawhi, but there's other players as well. And you know, it's tough, dude. You know, we're coming together, we're in one season. Kawhi had a fantastic season the year before in Toronto. He turned around their fortunes. But can we do the same in LA, in the Western Conference? We had an up and down season.
You hit the side of the damn backboard, you fold in a game seven, you don't get it done.
Lou Williams, I think, was a little bit distracted. We think we've got too many scorers. I'm a small forward. Kawhi is a small forward. I don't know. I mean, we'll make it work. But let's just get to the playoffs, you know? So we're in this little bubble. Oh my God, the bloody bubble. But damn, 3-1 up. We're looking good. Going to meet LeBron. We're going to take out LeBron. But damn, Jamal Murray and his kid Jokic. Oh my goodness, they're shaking us up, making us look bloody stupid. Two most intelligent players probably we've ever played against. And that's even when we played that civilian fellow who almost beat us. Oh, what's his name? Don something? Murray and Jokic. I can't even say the mother name right. Almost swore on this damn podcast. But jeez, is that you? Anyway. Something went wrong.
What a devastating loss for a team that's one goal is to win the title. And the Clippers will go home.
But yeah, this is not about the Clippers. It's about me, Paul George. I thought I'd just come on this one just to dispel a lot of the rumours, a lot of the haters, a lot of what the media's been saying. You know, take what you will, but I'm me. I'm 30 years old, just got engaged. I'm ready to do me. I'm at the prime of my career. And boom. I'm ready. Ready for the season. I'm ready to take all this money. They want to give me. I don't really care about anybody else because I want to take all the money. I don't want to take all the money. I don't care. That's me. I'm a baller. My name's Paul George. Two first names. But I'm coming. and I see you bunk asses on the other side. Playoff P for life. Where's Patrice? Patrice, you here? You not here yet? Man, I gotta go. You know, my wife, babies, they're all waiting for me. I'll see you on the other side. Championship for the Clippers, man. Let's get it. Patrick Beverley. Peace.